With the amazing turn in the weather during July, don't be surprised if it had an effect on some of my music choices this month. And if there's one tune that was written to sum up the weather, then it would be this one, played by Buddy Cole on Hammond. Having a heat wave played there by Buddy Cole. Gone are the days when so many of our cinemas still had pipe organs in them, and the handful that do remain are rarely used. One that is still brought into view on special occasions is the Compton in the Odeon Leicester Square in London. Reminding us of perhaps its most famous resident organist is a little novelty number called Bees a Buzzin', played by Gerald Shaw. Thank you. Bees Are Buzzin', played there by Gerald Shaw, which, if I believe the details on the recording, was composed by David Ivor Davis, better known as Ivor Novello, who did in fact write a tune with that name for his show Gaze the Word. But it's nothing like the tune that features in that show. My guess is that the title is correct, but the composer should be stated as Edrich Siebert, a British composer who wrote that tune especially for brass band performances. Now, the other week, I received a gift of a rather unusual Hammond organ LP from a good friend in the United States. The recording has been out of print for a good many years, and what is unique about it is that it was recorded in the third largest cathedral in the world, the Metropolitan Cathedral of the Assumption of Mary in Mexico City. Over the years, there have been numerous pipe organs in the cathedral, but some fell into various states of disrepair, a fire destroyed two of them, and one can only surmise that at some time, possibly as a temporary measure, a Hammond was installed. Anyway, the Columbia Record Company thought it would be a good idea to record something different for their catalogue, and so this is Dr. Mario Salvador playing the lovely Belgian Mother's Song. Dr. Mario Salvador at the Hammond organ in the cathedral in Mexico and the Belgian Mother's Song. Now, here's a cathedral of a different kind, a cathedral of the movies, and perhaps one of the most iconic ever built in England, the Granada Cinema, Tooting in London. Over the years, there have been many recordings and broadcasts from the famous Wurlitzer organ, but perhaps one of the rarest examples is the one made by Brian Rodwell for a private label called Ventures in Sound. This track, East of the Sun, has Brian making excellent use of the Phantom Piano that formed part of the organ's original specification. East of the Sun, played by Brian Rodwell. It's not often that I get sent recordings that I find almost impossible to select items from for the show, based on the fact that every single track is a sheer joy to listen to. Such is the case with no less than 40 tracks that go to make up two volumes of Brian Sharp playing the Reg Rawlins Digital Wurlitzer, the Orlitzer, so named because the basis of the instrument is the Orler GT9000 with the Roland Phantom XR theatre organ in a box. In fairness, a number of the tracks are those that Brian has recorded before, but believe me, they've a whole new lease of life on these two wonderful CDs. Anyway, I hope you'll enjoy every much as I did this tribute to former BBC staff organist Sandy MacPherson. Thank you. Sunshine of your smile, smiling through, count your blessings, and I'll walk beside you, all played there by Brian Sharp. Now, the track lists that as a tribute to Sandy McPherson MBE, but I wasn't aware that Sandy was ever awarded such an honour, but I stand to be corrected if that is the case. Anyway, let's remain with Brian Sharp for a little longer as he reminds us of those days when Reginald Dixon reigned supreme at the Blackpool Tower Wurlitzer and recorded, and often included in his broadcasts, the symphonic foxtrot by Carl Robrecht, better known as Samum. Once again, here's Brian at the Orlitzer. Thank you. Samoom, that and the aforementioned tribute to Sandy McPherson, both taken from volumes 1 and 2 of Brian Sharp at the Aulitzer. Apart from Reginald Dixon, there are many things synonymous with Blackpool, including the Golden Sands and the donkey rides, but I can't ever say I've seen a little white donkey. But conjuring up a musical picture of one for us, here once again is Dr. Mario Salvador at the Hammond organ in the Metropolitan Cathedral of the Assumption of Mary in Mexico City. Dr. Mario Salvador and the Little White Donkey. And my thanks to good friend Dave Rosenberger in the United States, who kindly sent me that unusual LP to add to my collection. In keeping with the amazing weather we've had in recent times, this next tune fits the bill. Bring Me Sunshine, played on the Lowry D325 by Jerry Allen. Thank you. Bring Me Sunshine, played by Gerry Allen at the Lowry Organ. So far in the programme, we've had Brian Rodwell and Brian Sharp, and so to complete the hat-trick, here's Brian Hazelby. We met up with each other a few months back, and then he very kindly sent me some recordings for the programme. Putting his Tyrus keyboard to very good use, here are two contrasting numbers. Firstly, Cry Me a River, a popular American torch song first published in 1953 and made famous by singer Julie London a couple of years later. And then Brian follows it by just using the piano sounds on the Tyros with the lovely 18th variation from Rhapsody on a theme of Paganini. Thank you. Crimea River, and 18th Variation from Rhapsody on a theme of Paganini. And as Brian explains, you really need a full concert grand piano for that last one, because on the Tyros keyboard, you kind of run out of notes, they're not being the same number. But a lovely version nevertheless. One organ with more notes than you could shake a stick at is the huge 4-manual 36-rank Wurlitzer in the Fox Theatre in St. Louis. For many years, the organist was Stan Kahn, and he's on the sunny side of the street. Stan Kahn on the sunny side of the street. A recent new CD to arrive in the MSS catalogue comprises of no less than 4 original LPs made by pioneering Hammond organist Eddie Layton. All told, there's 48 tracks recorded back in the days when any gimmicky sound effects had to be conjured up by the artists themselves. Having said that, the guitar sounds on this version of Summertime are provided by a studio musician. Thank you. Summertime, played there by Eddie Layton, and that track was from the Jasmine release, Great Organ Hits of Eddie Layton. I made mention earlier in the programme about the few remaining cinemas in which organs are still used. Well, if you happen to live in Liverpool, one of the unlikeliest of venues where the organ is still used at film performances is the Philharmonic Hall. For 22 years, Liverpool-born Dave Nicholas has been providing the music as the audience arrive for the special screenings and premieres. I'm told the spectacle of the entire screen, the curtains and the proscenium arch rising up out of the stage floor is something never to be forgotten, because it's the only one of its kind in the world. The organ is by Rushworth and Draper and was installed in 1933, and as you'll hear now, despite being designed for classical use, Dave has that special way of making it sound very theatrical in these two items, Golden Earrings and The Spice of Life. Golden Earrings, followed by a tune that I remember from my childhood days as being the signature tune for the BBC radio programme Saturday Night Music Hall. It was played there by Dave Nicholas on the Rushworth and Draper organ in the Liverpool Philharmonic Hall, and it was taken from Dave's CD, The Golden Age of the Theatre Organ. Time, I think, now to include another item to remind us of the superb weather we've enjoyed of late. This time, it's Klaus Wunderlich with the Summer Samba.
Thank you.
Klaus Vondelisch and the Summer Samba. In case you've never noticed, I try whenever possible to make these monthly programmes topically entertaining, but I must admit, a couple of months ago, I missed out on the inclusion of a grand piece of music which most certainly would have fitted in nicely in recognition of the 60th anniversary of the Queen's coronation. It comes from the five-act opera, The Prophet, by Giacomo Meyerbeer, and this recording was made in 1985 by Trevor Bolshaw on the Bradford Computing Organ, an instrument that had theatre, continental classical and English romantic organ sounds all available by the insertion of floppy disks. Remember them? Anyway, this was the first commercial recording made on the organ, and so, with the English romantic floppy disk well and truly inserted, here's Trevor Bolshaw with the Coronation March.
Thank you.
Trevor Bolshaw at the Bradford Computing Organ and the Coronation March. And on that stirring note, it's time to put away all the recordings until this time next month, when I hope you'll join me once again for the brightest and best organ music here on Organ First Radio. From yours truly, Alan Ashton. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penalador production presented by Alan Ashton, with technical direction by Ian King.